Hello, everybody, and welcome to Future Rich's podcast, Wine Wednesday. I am skipping the wine today. Actually, need to drink more water today than wine. Outside, finally enjoying some nice weather. So today we asked if you all wanted to know about my own personal financial goals. We don't talk that often about that. We always talk about everyone else's financial goals and what they're working towards. So we thought it might be fun, also hold me accountable to my financial goals. So if you're new to the podcast or you're new to our Wednesday, our Wine Wednesday Instagram Live, I own a business, and so that is a wealth management practice that I own. We have a brick and mortar in upstate New York, and we do some of it virtually, but most of it is through our main office in Kingston, New York, so that's upstate. And so I don't include that, or I'm not going to be including that in my financial goals. By the end of this year, we should hit what my target was for that business. And that is a business that's saleable, but because it makes me nervous about, I don't think I wanna sell it, and so I'm not gonna include that. So then besides from the business, I own two pieces of property each. I own the building my brick and mortar is in. So one part is an office, one part is a rental unit. And then I own a property out in Utah. One of it is a space for me. Another part of it is an apartment. So one of my goals is to add a third property. So to purchase a third property, probably use it. I like having the setup where it's two spaces, whether that's a mother-in-law or an actual two-family home. So looking to buy my third property probably in the next 24 months, I would say, unless something else comes up to do with that money. And then get my rental income. I'd like my rental income to be about $5,000 a month. I think that would be nice. I currently have mortgages on both the property just because interest rates are really low. So, but ideally get rental income up to $5,000 a month. And then hopefully this doesn't come as a surprise to you, but my goal is to have investable assets, meaning anything from a trading account through my Simple, my Roth. I have a deferred compensation plan. I've made private investments, but to get all investable assets up to around I want it to be approximately 5 million by the time I'm 40. So I have about 36 months left to hit that number. And I'm not sure where I came up with 5 million. My first goal was 1 million. And once I hit that, then I thought 5 sounded like a good number. At one point I had 15 as a goal, but that feels too hard to reach, I guess. So I moved it down to 5. And as a lot of people say, a goal without a date is just a dream. And so my goal is to have that by the time I'm 40, so therefore I have a date, and unfortunately the 40 number is basically 37 months away, which is terrifying, but hopefully I can hit that. So that is where I am for my financial goals. So hopefully maybe that provides a little inspo for some of you, or gives you an idea of kind of where I'm at financially. I will say that my financial life has changed a lot since owning a business. I feel like it took a nosedive when I first purchased a business in terms of my net worth and cash flow. And I would say it probably took a huge dive for, I want to say probably the first 5 years of owning a business. I'm coming into my ninth year. So, first 5 years were pretty rough, maybe 4.5, but I think it was closer to 5. And prior to owning a business, I worked on Wall Street. And so that was nice. I made good money, had a nice 401k, had a great match, and then really took a lot of steps back financially in order to purchase a business, and took a big hit personally on that as well. And so for any of my entrepreneurs listening, sometimes you have to take a few steps backwards in order to take more steps forward. So that is exactly what I did, and now I'm in a good spot. And so hopefully I'll be able to achieve what I laid out for you in terms of what I'm hoping to achieve with my personal finances. I'm really a big fan of rental income, and we have already done two of our expert episodes, and they talk about real estate. So on this Friday, if you're listening to this on the podcast, on the audio only, you will be hearing this after, but you can go check out our most recent Friday episode. We talk about real estate income and how that can be a great passive income, allow you freedom to do other things. If you're listening to this on Instagram, that will be coming out this Friday, and that will be a great episode. I'm also going to be bringing on another expert in real estate. They have very different takes on it and have had different paths. I thought they both provided different expert experience for you to leverage, but I have always asked other people what they've done, and so I've always heard from clients that I've worked with, it's important to own the building that you're in. When you own a business, you have more control as a small business owner if you own the property. So that was how I first got into real estate. Really enjoyed having rental income. There's definitely aspects of owning real estate that I don't like sewage lines. I've never wanted to know so much about plumbing, or not know so much about plumbing. I've learned a lot about plumbing. So that's how I really got into real estate, and I really always liked getting the rental income. So that's why I decided to add another rental income to my portfolio. And now I'm looking probably to add that third, and hopefully with that third, that will move the needle to $5,000 a month in rental income. And I guess you would say, from a financial standpoint, I'm always nervous. I've always been concerned about not having money and making sure I'm able to pay my bills. I'm always very conservative. So for me, rental income provides me that peace of mind that I know no matter what, I have additional income coming in that's not going to be directly tied to my day job. And to me, it is worth it to spend, you know, that extra weekend to get a rental place up and running and prepared for a tenant, and to take the time to do a lease and get copies of renter's insurance. And to me, it's definitely extra effort on top of my day job, which is a full-time job. But I like having that rental income. And to me, that provides me more flexibility and peace of mind that I have additional income coming in. I'm a big believer in the more streams of income you have, the better, and that allows you to take more control back financially on your life. And so that's why one of my top goals is to have additional rental income. But that, I'm a big fan of the rental income, so you should definitely check out our two expert podcasts. The one is coming out this coming Friday. If you're listening to this on the pod, it just released this past Friday, because we do release this information out on the pod the Wednesday following the Insta Live. But yeah, so I hope this helps. Maybe provide some inspo, gives you some insight into, I would call it a three-pronged strategy for myself. One is rental income. Another one is my income off my current business, right? And then, and the valuation of that business is one leg, if you will. And then the third leg of it is going to be investment income, so money that I make off of investment. So that's my three-pronged approach to how to grow my net worth and where the revenue comes from. So rental income, valuation of my business, and then investment income. We had someone just write in, you help landlords across 14 states. That seems like a great business, because being a landlord, I think, is difficult. And if you listen to this most recent, the podcast coming out on Friday, he gives advice about how to be a landlord in, you know, buying real estate in areas you don't live in, which I actually thought would be really hard. So he talks about that. But if you have the right people and the right team together, it seems like it might be more manageable. I personally haven't tried it yet, but maybe for my third property, I will. But thank you for tuning in. And as always, you can check out all of our most up-to-date information on Instagram. You can send us messages there and follow along. So thanks for listening. Hope you all have a great Wednesday.